Armageddon is big business today. A Beyond Today viewer from Australia sent us a link to an article talking about luxury escapes for the end of the world. Someone in Kansas is building luxury underground condos built to withstand the most severe nuclear attack or some other type of holocaust that might come upon the country.
The amazing part about it is somehow we feel as human beings that we can escape and survive underground in the coming Armageddon. And so it has become big business, whether it's in movies or whether it's in these luxury condos that this article writes about. It's amazing because one of the things the article says is that it's a foolproof survival getaway. And it is amazing when you think about it. People know, you know, that society cannot continue to go the way that it's going. Look at the world, look at the news, look at the economy, look at the difficulties out here. Is luxury condos underground the way that we're going to survive Armageddon?
You know, when I look at the specs of this particular underground survival condo, I see just how far they have come from the one that my uncle built on the plains of Missouri back in the 1950s just to escape a tornado. That was a pretty spare underground bunker that he had at that time. But these are replete with farms, able to grow fish and vegetables, full systems underground, multi-levels, condos, swimming pools, movie theaters, a library, a live-in orthodontist, and a doctor, all to survive what might come upon a society.
And yet, that is not what your Bible talks about as far as the means to survive. If you think because I've got the money to buy a $1 million condo that somehow I can survive the coming difficulties, Revelation points it out pretty clearly. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, it says, the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, those that could afford to buy a condo like this, this is kind of the reference.
The rich.
The rich. It says, they hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and even said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. Because if we trust in our condos, our $1 million condos, the Bible is very clear. We've got our trust on the wrong thing. We are mistaken. That is not going to be able to save us.
And once again, I think just by looking at this luxury condo, we see just a continual awareness that people have that things are potentially catastrophic. Every year there are new television series that begin even on this survival theme of a world holocaust and humanity trying to survive through that. It is talking and it's touching upon a fear that there is in society. When it really comes down to it, is your preparation, my preparation for such an event really begins not with such an effort to build an underground bunker, but no one has ever survived those situations, but it is to put our trust and our faith in God and prepare our spiritual lives. That's the way we will survive the unraveling of society and the fabric of society in such an event.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.